Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹午安。
Not bad, not bad. 好久不见了。
好久不见了。Long time no see.
7 weeks ago,
七个星期以前
I walked like this.
我走路很不方便。
And my wife was very concerned.
我的太太就感到情况不是太好。
And after 3 years of getting worse and worse,
我以前一直有这个毛病，现在只是越来越差。
I finally went to the doctor, and I agreed.
我最后去看医生了。
The problem was in the hip.
问题是在这个叫髋骨。
With arthritis.
里边有关节炎。
But the hip didn't hurt, but the knee was getting worse and worse.
好像髋骨不是很痛苦，但是我的膝盖非常的疼痛。
Because I was walking crooked for 3 years.
我有点一瘸一拐已经有三年了。
My wife is very happy now.
我的太太现在很高兴。
And I'm very happy too because I can walk a little straighter now.
现在我可以很走路可以很直很顺利。
And this is not necessary now.
这一个拐杖就不是必要的东西了。
I don't need this now.
我现在不需要这个了。
Maybe in the future, but right now, this is not necessary.
也许以后会用到，但是现在不需要。
So today, I want to share with you a few lessons that I learned in the hospital.
今天我跟大家分享一下我在医院里学到的功课。
And then we want to go to Luke 10 and get the lessons about what is necessary.
然后我们从路加福音第四章里来看什么是不可少的。
Here's what I learned in the hospital. Do not deal only with surface symptoms. Find the root cause and deal with the real problem.
我在医院里学到的功课就是不要只处理表面的症状，要找到病的根源，然后解决这个根源。
The real problem was the hip, not the knee. So I have to solve the hip problem and hope the knee problem will be corrected.
我的问题不是因为在膝盖，而是在我的髋骨。解决了这个髋骨的问题。
In life, we want to find out the real problems, not the surface.Condition.
所以在我们生命当中我们要找到问题的根源不是只解决表面的。
I learned that God's people when they prayed for me and for the doctors and the nurses and my family, when they prayed, things went very well and the healing was very quick.
而且我学到当弟兄姐妹在为我祷告为医生祷告为手术祷告的时候我的手术就顺利，然后康复也很快。
I learned that there were some of my friends, especially the men, who came to see me at home. They came to see me at home, and in some ways proved that they were really, really my friends.
我有很多朋友在我生病的时候到家里来看望我，证明他们是我真正的朋友。
Those that came to see me were not too busy.They came to encourage me and they came to strengthen our relationships.
他们不是去只忙自己的事他们是来看望我鼓励我。
I learned that my wife is a Mary. She wasn't a Martha.
我也发现我的太太是一个玛利亚她不是马大。
She was not too busy, she was not too distracted, and she helped me recover even faster than if I had tried to do it.By myself.
他不是只在忙其他的事情分心，他是专心来伺候我，让我很快的康复。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to focus on two ideas: the necessary and the unnecessary.
所以今天我让大家来看两个事情，一个就是我们生活中必须要的，还有一个就是不需要的。
So you know this one is what unnecessary.
这个东西呢，大家知道是。不需要了。
And when I came home from the hospital, after only two nights there,
我从医院里，我在住了两个晚上，回到家里的时候
they gave me some pain pills and pills to help some other areas.
他给了我这些止痛药。
I paid good money for the pain pills.
我为这个药我是付了钱的。
And when I hear that, I think, oh no, I wasted my money.
现在我听到这里还有药剩的药，我就觉得我浪费了这些钱。
But God helped me, and the prayers helped, and I did not need these after I came home.
神的帮助还有弟兄姐妹祷告的帮助，我现在不需要这些止痛药。
I wish I knew that before I gave them my money.
我早知道就不需要花那么多钱。
But they taught me to watch for things I could not do and still I'm careful. I am not to bend all the way over and pick up things off the ground, or I might, if I go too fast, dislocate my new hip.
但是我现在弯腰还是有困难，而且动作太快的时候，可能这个关节就会出问题。
So this is what I need.
我有一样东西现在还是需要的。
My friend gave me this.
这是一个机械的一个杆子，手臂。
A very good present.
可以取到很远的东西，不用弯腰。
好极了 ，very very 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 good. And without this, I would bend over and maybe hurt myself. So this is very very good.
有了这个东西，我就不用弯腰去捡东西。
And this,
还有一个是一个鞋拔子，好像
是。Is for my shoehorn, yeah? Put my shoes on.
不用弯腰就可以把鞋子给。
When my grandson saw this, they saw their eyes went. They had never seen one this big.
我太太她从来没看到那么长的一个鞋拔子。
Yeah.
啊，哦 ，grandson， 他说他的孙子。
Yeah. Thank you if you said son. That's good. No, I think my grandsons were thinking if they could speak Chinese, they would say, "Oh, 太大，
太 too big."
Wow.So this I need still because I cannot go over too fast. So these two I really need.
所以这东西我还是需要的。
But I hope someday I can move this over here. I don't need this.
我希望有一天能把这些东西也放到不需要的这一堆里。
I hope someday I don't need this.
我也希望有一天也不需要这鞋拔子。
And maybe I can go back and say, would you like to buy my pills back?
我还可以问你们想要我这个药吧。
But I think they were saying, no, 不要不要。I don't think they're going to want that. So those are some of the lessons I learned in the hospital, and I'm very grateful to be able to walk better.
这就是我这次生病在医院里学到的功课。
So when we think about necessary and unnecessary, I want to ask us the question, what is necessary?To change in our lives so that we can please God even better.
今天我们在讨论这个题目的时候，我就想大家思考，我们生命当中需要有哪些必要的改变才能够讨神的喜悦。
Yeah. And I'd like the Chinese speakers, the Mandarin speakers, to read Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. I'd like you to read that out loud for us. It's on your bulletin, but I'd like you to read that.Out loud with our translator.
我们先一起来读中文，是在路加福音的十章三十八到四十二节。我们可以一起读中文。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的时事多，心里忙乱。就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Hey, I'd like to read in English. Those of you who want to join me, please do. This is Luke 10. 38 through 42. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, for she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part and shall not be taken away from her." This is a very familiar passage, I know, but this is the part of the Word of God that God has given me today.
我知道大家可能很熟悉这些经文，但是这些经文今天神让我来感动我和大家再分享。
The first thing that we learn is that it was necessary to come and to listen to Jesus.
我们今天要学到的第一个功课就是我们要来听从耶稣。
When we see the word come, we know that the preferred response is to move in the direction of the speaker.
我们看到来这个字就是要朝说话的那个人的方向去。
Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, "People should not live by bread or food alone, but people should live by every word that comes out of the mouth of God."
耶稣在马太福音四章四节里讲到，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
And sitting there is Jesus, who is the Word of God.
耶稣就是神的道。
He speaks the Word of God.
他所说的就是神的话。
His words will never pass away.
他的话永远也不会泯灭。
And his words, if people believe them and act on them, will have the power to change their hearts.
他的话如果我们相信并且遵守，就可以改变我们的生命。
His words have the power to change their minds and their feelings and their attitudes and help them cooperate with what God wants.
耶稣的话可以改变一个人的心思、意念和情感，叫人能够顺服神。
So in every language I think in the world, I'm sure there's a word or words for the word come.
我想在世界的每一个语言里都有来这个字。
I know in my heart language, Hawaiian, if I say hele mai, it means come.
我最原始的那个话语是在夏威夷的话。
If I say hele mai, it means go.
Hele mai 就是去。
And if I say hele mai, it means come and die. So hele mai, hele mai, and hele mai, close.But I have to get it right, or I change the meaning.
在那个语言里，去和来发音都非常的相似，我都要非常小心。
But Jesus is saying to Mary and to Martha, "Lila, come."
耶稣对马大和玛利亚说，来。
Come, and when you come, really listen.
我们听到来这个字以后，我们真是要仔细的去听。
Come and understand what I'm saying.
也就是说，你要来认真的听我所说的话。
And when I listen for the authority and the truth that is being spoken.
我要听的时候，就要听到话语里的权柄和真理。
And we remember Jesus saying in Matthew 28:18, "All authority has been given to me in heaven." And on earth.
在马太福音十八章里，耶稣也说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我。
So listening to this authority is really beneficial, very helpful.
所以听有这样权柄的人讲话是非常有益处的。
But listening is never enough.
但是光听还是不够的。
Obeying God's truth that has been heard is the key to the process.
要顺服和遵守听到的神的道才是应用的关键。
Okay. Mary will not come. She will not come. She will not sit down because she's very, very busy.
马大她不来坐在耶稣的面前，因为她为别的事情在忙乱。
Martha, since it's her home and she's invited, she sees herself as the hostess, so she's going to do a good job of taking care of hosting Jesus.
因为马大认为她是女主人，她要好好的招待耶稣，她就忙前忙后。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think all churches, all Christian churches, have some Marthas.
我知道我们每一个教会都有许多马大。
I think many families have some Marthas.
知道我们的家庭里也有马大。
Jesus is not angry at Martha. He's not saying we don't need Marthas.
耶稣不是对马大生气，说我们不需要马大这样的人。
If we didn't have Marthas, maybe we wouldn't have the food ready in time.
如果没有马大，我们可能就吃不上这做的饭。
We need Marthas.
我们绝对是需要马大。
But what Martha really needs is to stop the whatever she's doing, stop and take a break and come and sit down and listen.
马大他需要的是能够在关键的时候能停下来，来到主耶稣的面前来听他。
For some people, that is very, very difficult to do.
对许多人来说是这样做，其实是很难的。
The problem with Martha is not her serving or getting ready. That's not the problem.
马大的问题不是在于她的服侍。
The problem is she's worried and she's distracted.
她的问题是忙乱和焦虑。
In verse 40, we can tell that the Greek verb distracted means to be pulled and dragged or dragged in many different directions.
在四十节里，那里说的忙乱或者叫分心，它的原意就是被拉扯到各个方向。
Do you ever feel like you're being pulled and dragged in many different directions? Anybody feel that way? Anybody?
你们有没有感到过被扯到各个方向的那种感觉？
Yeah, I think many people feel pulled and dragged in many ways.
我想我们都有那种感觉。
And that's what Jesus is concerned about.
那就是主耶稣他这里谈的这个问题。
And so I haven't seen this book, but my daughter-in-law is reading a book called Having a Mary's Heart in a Martha World.
我还没有读这本书，但是我是女婿读了。这个书名是在马大的世界里要有玛利亚的心智。
What is a Martha world?
那什么是马大的世界？
It's a world filled with distractions.
就是在这个世界里各样的事情叫我们分心。
It's a world that's filled with things that pull and drag a person away and take them in different directions.
在这个世界里让我们忙碌，把我们扯到各种的方向上去。
A Martha's world, which is very anxious, it causes a person in it to lose focus on what's the most important thing.
在马大的世界里，非常的忙碌，但是却忘掉生命中最重要的事。
And I think you'd agree that one of the most important things in life is relationships, personal relationships.
我们真正在生命当中最重要的是与耶稣的关系。
We lived in mainland China about 30 years ago, and that is one of the greatest three lessons I have ever learned in life: the importance of Guanxi relationship.
三十年前我在中国大陆住过，我在那里学到了这个关系是非常重要的。
Very important.
是非常重要，关系。
If I wanted something.And I was looking for somebody, and they said to me, "Tabutai." I knew I was in trouble.
如果我要去办一件事，如果有人说我那个熟人他不在，我就知道有问题了。
But if I knew the person and they were waiting for me, we were in business.
如果我认识那个人在，我知道这问题就解决了。
Now Jesus knows that Martha's world and Martha now, she's doing things that are not necessary. He didn't ask her to do all those things.
耶稣知道马大的问题，就是他在做许多不需要做的事。
So she She's neglecting Jesus and she's losing her focus, and he's very concerned about her missing the real point.
她在忙乱各样的事情，但是却没有去做那最重要的一个事。
And so we want to be helping each other and praying. What is necessary to create habits that will help us have regular times being with Jesus and listening to him speak to us?
所以我们要学的功课就是怎样养成一个习惯，能够祷告，能常常与耶稣建立关系。
I won't pull it out, but what is this?
这个是个什么东西？
What is this?
大家
It's a phone, right?
是一个手机。
How many of you like to look at the top of a person's head when they're always down? How many of you like to look at the tops of heads of people?
如果你一个人面对面，多少人只喜欢看到他的头，也看不到他的眼睛。
Have you been in a restaurant where all you see is mostly heads down, waiting for the food and heads down?
我们去餐馆的时候，看到很多都是低着头在那。
Have you ever seen people who hardly ever lift their heads because their heads are down and you know what they're doing?
我们现在很少看到这些人抬头了，都是在低着头玩手机。
And I know when I drive now, especially when I drive now, when I look in my mirror, I see people, their heads are not down, but their eyes are not on. They're driving.
我有时候开车看到边上一些司机，他们眼睛没有在看路，他的眼睛在看着别的边上一个东西。
I think driving is filled with more and more people who are distracted and pulled in different directions.
所以现在我担心，我们路上这些司机越来越被很多东西分心。
So what we want to do is correct the things that hurt our relationships, and in this case.Correct the things that hurt our relationship with Jesus.
所以我觉得我们要做的就是要改变我们这些习惯，要让我们更好的能与耶稣建立关系。
So on your outline, the second part is to connect and to grow with Jesus.
我们今天要学习的第二点就是与耶稣连接，让我们的生命有成长。
Okay, who is connecting in this passage?
这里哪一位在与耶稣有交流？
It's Mary. Mary's connecting with him.
是玛利亚，她在与耶稣连接，在交流。
Mary sees Jesus as the most important person, so she's stopping everything and she's listening to him.
玛利亚认定耶稣是最重要的人，所以她放下手中的一切，要去听耶稣的话。
Her sister Martha is getting something ready and she's not there, so she.She's not listening and she's not there.
马大却去忙别的事，她不在耶稣的面前。
But Mary recognizes Jesus won't always be there, so she's going to take advantage of him while he's there.
但是玛利亚知道耶稣不会一直在那，所以她就抓住机会，要与耶稣建立关系。
Mary is choosing to establish a heart relationship.With Jesus. That's her first decision.
所以玛利亚她的选择就是要与耶稣建立一个密切的关系。
You can tell by reading other portions later, Mary wants the relationship with Jesus to grow and she wants to connect with him on a heart-to-heart level.
玛利亚要跟耶稣建立密切的关系，是要以后为成为耶稣的门徒打好生命的基础。
So,She chooses to sit right at his feet.
所以她选择坐在耶稣的脚前。
Have you ever noticed the best seats are probably right here, right up here, right here?
大家知道这里最好的座位其实是这些座位。
And I'm looking, how come the best, for which you would pay money if you were in a music, performance, you would try to get...These seats, you would be willing to pay money to sit here, the best place, right in front, not in front of me, right in front of our brother, Brother Jude. Yeah.
你去音乐会的话，会花大价钱要买的最好的座位，要来听安祖弟兄讲道，你应该要坐在这里。
Yeah, 义工 If you think this job is easy, I'd like to have you come now and volunteer. This is a hard job. He doesn't know what I'm going to say.
翻译的活不是很容易，大家可以来试一试。
Yeah, if you're saying, oh, I can, that's the wrong word. If you're saying that, would you like to come and help me? I don't think so. This is my brother.
他说有时候可能会说错字，希望有人能够来订正。
He may have more power than me.
他说我有的时候讲的话比他还有用，我不知道。
He could change my words.
我可以改变他说的话。
And I probably wouldn't, 我不懂, I wouldn't understand it.
然后他也不知道，是。
Yeah, but we're together and we're agreed, and so when you feel a little bit, I could say that differently, pray for him. Pray for me so that together we're moving forward. Okay?
我们应该同感应力，如果我翻译的跟他有差错。大家为我祷告，让我跟他翻译的更贴切。
This is a good he's coming with me. This is a good translator. Usually the translator stays away, but he's coming with me. I like that. I like that.
他说我跟他跑来跑去，他喜欢这样。
Do you want to come to my home for the Super Bowl later?
Sure. And dinner.
And dinner. Okay. Okay. Very good. I like this. Very good. And so Mary chooses the best seat.
所以玛利亚选择了最好的座位。
And he says, "You have chosen the best. I'm not going to take that seat away from you. I'm not going to take your decision away from you."
所以耶稣对玛利亚说：“你做了最好的选择，我不会把你这个选择给夺去。”
He would say, "Oh boy, how jila, very, very, very good." Okay. Now he doesn't see Mary as lazy. Mary's not lazy.He doesn't see her as lazy because she's not helping her sister.
主耶稣没有认为玛利亚是懒惰，好像她没有帮助她姐姐玛大。
He sees her as a very wise decision maker.
耶稣是看玛利亚做了最聪明的选择。
Imagine what he can say to her when she's right there.
你想象坐在主耶稣的面前，能听到主耶稣什么样的话？
The Bible doesn't say anything about what he says to her.
尽管圣经里没有记载主耶稣向她说了什么话。
But she stays there and she's taking it in.
但是我们肯定她坐在主耶稣的面前一直在接受主耶稣的话。
Brothers and sisters, do you think Jesus wanted both sisters to sit in front of him?
大家有没有认为主耶稣其实是希望这两姊妹都来听他讲话。
He didn't favor Mary because he liked her. He really wanted both sisters to come.
不是因为他好像特别的喜欢玛利亚，其实他希望这两个姊妹都来。
I think Jesus was sad because Martha chose not to come. She was too busy getting things ready.
耶稣，我想肯定为玛大有忧伤，因为他选择不来到主耶稣的面前。
How many of you like to multitask?
有哪些人可以同时做几件事？
Like my young ones back here who are listening partly to me and texting or doing.
我知道年轻人很多可以边听到可以边发短信。
I can see the top of their heads sometimes.
有时候我看他们在低头，只看到他们的头。
But they're real subtle. They're very curtsy. They're very, you know, they're just like sitting up and it's good. But no. They may not be with you. That's okay.
他们做的很有技巧。
But Martha was away. She was doing the same thing. She wasn't in the room. She was doing all kinds of things, but she couldn't hear him. Maybe she could hear him, but she didn't seem to hear him.
马大不在主耶稣的那个屋子里，他可能在外面厨房里在忙，有可能能听见。
I was chuckling when I learned that some college students at Berkeley felt they could multitask well and that they could remember what they could remember what they heard even though they could multitask at Berkeley.
好像我听说过伯克利大学的学生，他说他们能同时做几件事，能记住很多东西。
So they were testing them, and when they got the results.They found that these people, these young college who said, we can multitask and hear you, they said, how well can you hear? And the students all said, 90%. I can hear 95-98%。
有一个研究把这些学生放在一起，给他们做很多事，然后测试他们到底能记住多少。然后问这些学生，他说我能肯定能记住90%。
And they all said we can remember everything 98%, 96%, we're good, we're very good.
96%, 98%，他说我能记住。
So they tested and tested and tested, and guess what they found out?
最后测试结果是
75%。
最后他们只能记住75%的东西。
So students said no, test me again, so they tested them again.
学生不相信，但是重复的做测试。
Multitask, listen, multitask, listen, and then check the listening. 75%, that's all they could do. But they thought there were 95.
测试的结果就是他们同时做几件事的时候，他们记忆力只能记住 75%。
What does that say? I think Mary, who was right in front of him, she probably had the 95, 98, 100 retention. She was right there. She was really listening to him. You could tell by reading about her life. She wanted to be with Jesus. She wanted to hear him.
那也就是说，玛利亚因为坐在主耶稣的脚前，专心的听，她肯定能明白95%以上。
So let me give you the last part. By Mary connecting with Jesus, she was going to grow with him.
也就是说，因为玛利亚和主耶稣有密切的关系，她的生命就得以成长。
In order to grow, you have to connect. In order to grow spiritually, we need to connect with the Lord, relate to Him, engage Him.
我们要生命成长，就要与主连接。
So now the third point. And when Mary's sitting there, she's going to be changed. She's going to be changed because of who Jesus is and He's talking with her.
我们今天要学习的第三点就是，要靠着耶稣，我们生命改变。
I don't know if Martha's going to be changed. It doesn't look like it.
我们知道玛利亚她生命一定会有改变，但我们不知道马大。
I was thinking about changes recently, all the time actually.
当谈到生命改变这个话题。
I wonder if my wife would like me to change some things.
我在想我的太太是不是要我做一些改变。
And when she was nursing me and helping me, and I was dropping things on the ground, dropping them down, and then if I couldn't find my reacher, I would leave them on the ground. And she got used to seeing things on the ground when I didn't have my reacher. So she was probably wondering, when is my husband going to use this and pick up things off the ground? He's just, there's things all over here. I need to get him another one, maybe.
我太太在我生病的时候常常帮助我，所以也看我用这个东西从地上捡东西，所以她知道我是有这样的变化。
Sometimes we would like our spouse to change. Yes? No? Yes?
所以常常我们需要我们的配偶、我们的对方，他们有所改变。
But when it comes to our change, I think we might be a little bit slower, maybe.
但是我们要自己改变，我们有时候很不乐意。
Mary is going to change.
但是我们知道玛利亚她生命是会改变。
She's connecting with Jesus. What he says, she's going to take. She's going to change. If he has some words for her, she's going to hear them. She's going to change.
因为她听到了主耶稣的话，与耶稣有关系。
And I know that in the past, some people will say, some spouses will say, "What's the use? What's the use?"
但是过去我常常听到有配偶他们在说，这有什么用呢？
Or sometimes you're just like your, you'll never change. And I understand that, and Jesus knows that.
我们也会相互抱怨说，你就像谁谁谁一样，一直就是不改。
But Jesus wants to help us change in the necessary areas, in the attitudes, in the way that we speak, in the way that we do things. He would like that to be like him, like Jesus.
但是我们知道主耶稣想让我们有改变，像我们这些老的不好的习惯、说话方式、态度，他都希望我们要改变，像他一样。
So brothers and sisters, he gives us his word to help us change, right?
因为主耶稣赐下这个他的话语，在这圣经里是让我们生命有改变。
66 books.
总共有66本书。
40 different authors.
有40多位作者。
Many never knew each other.
他们很多人从来没有见过。
And we know that it was the Spirit of God who helped these writers write.
我们知道是神的灵在感动这些作者写下了这些话语。
And those of you who are followers of Christ understand that sometimes when you're reading the Word, the Holy Spirit will come and He will open it up for you. He will do this. He will illuminate you. I've never seen that before. He will do that because He is the one who helped write this book.
我们当中很多基督徒可能会有这样体会，当我们在读这圣经的时候，神的灵很多时候会感动我们，因为同样的灵感动了这些作者写的这本书。
And so what's necessary for us to change is not only reading and believing the word, but letting the Holy Spirit come and help us illuminate, give us wisdom, guide us. He's waiting for us to invite Him to come too.
所以在我们读圣经的时候，我们不光是要读字，是要让圣灵在我们心中动工，让我们生命有改变，要听到神对我们的邀请。
That's why Jesus said in the book of Acts, wait, wait in the city until the promised gift of the Holy Spirit comes and brings you His power. Wait, wait for the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣在《使徒行传》第一章里跟门徒们说你们要等待圣灵的降临。
Okay. Brothers and sisters, I have found, if you leave me alone without the Word and without the Spirit, and without Christian fellowship, if you leave me alone, or if I stay away from the Word, the Spirit, and the fellowship, I will drift. I will drift away from God, not towards Him.
我不知道大家，但是我自己，如果没有神的话语，没有圣灵的感动，没有和弟兄姐妹的交通，我就会慢慢的离神越来越远。
If you leave me alone without the Word and the Holy Spirit and the Christian fellowship, I could destroy myself because I am very self-centered.
而且这样我会毁掉我自己，因为我是一个非常自我为中心的人。
If the Holy Spirit doesn't grow His fruit, I will only think of my agenda.
如果不是圣灵的工作，我每天想的都是自己的事。
And a lot of the personal relationship problems today usually come from someone is too self-centered here and not other-centered.
我们生活当中遇到的很多的问题的原因就是因为我们人人都非常的以自我为中心。
So brother, let me go to the application now, okay?
And 我们一起来看一下今天的应用。
How many of you know the meaning of your names?
有多少人知道你们名字的意思？
You know the meaning. You know your, if it's Chinese name, if it's English, you know the meaning of your names. How many of you know that?
大家举手看有没有知道你名字，不管你是中文名字还是英文名字是什么意思。
How many of you had parents who named you and then they taught you why they named you your name?
有多少父母告诉你们他们起名字的意思吗？
And how many of you were fortunate enough to have been given biblical names?
有多少人是起了圣经里用的这些名字？
My grandson, who's 7, is named Joshua.
我的孙子他是7岁，他叫约书亚。
His brother, who is 3.5, born on my wife's birthday, his name is Caleb.
还有一个，他的名字叫加勒。
My son and his wife are quieter introverts.
我的儿子和他的太太都是比较内向的人。
And these boys named Joshua and Caleb are warriors.
但是知道这个约书亚和加勒这个名字，他们是勇士。
The energy. And the when they talk to you, they look right at you.
他们浑身都非常的有力，他们跟你说话的时候是两眼盯着你。
That's partly because they don't have cell phones yet. I'm just saying. The 7 and 3, they don't have the cell phones. So when they talk to me, they look right at me.
哦，还有一个，他们没有手机，所以他只能看着我。
It is so nice to look into somebody's eyes and they're not like this.
Or like this.
所以我喜欢交流的时候能够我们看着眼睛。
We've been praying that they will grow into their names.
所以我们一直在祷告，让他们的生命跟他们的名字能相符。
Joshua and Caleb were the only two faithful military commanders who were brave enough to say, we can do this, follow us into the promised land. We can do this. Those are the boys. We want them to grow into their names.
在圣经里，约书亚跟加勒这两个人都是勇士，带领以色列人战胜敌人。我们希望我们的这个孙子像他们一样。
There were 12 spies. Can you name the other 10 who didn't want to go?
总共有12个探子，在圣经里记载，有十个说不要去。
You can't because they're forgotten because they didn't want to cooperate with God. Only two had the faith, and we want our grandsons to grow into their names.
十二个探子，十个说我们不能进迦南，因为很害怕，大家都不会记住他们的名字。我们希望我们的孩子像这两个勇士。
Martha's name means bitter.
但是马大的名字，它是有苦毒这个意思。
Do you think she's bitter at her sister who won't get in here and help her?
大家是不是认为她对玛利亚她的妹妹是抱怨？
Martha's getting bitter. She says to Jesus, "Don't you care?"
她也对耶稣，她也抱怨耶稣，说你关心吗？
She asks him a question. Don't you care? She doesn't even wait for the answer. She doesn't wait. She just says, "Tell her to get in here and help me."
她跟耶稣说，你关心这个事吗？叫她来帮我。
Is Martha growing into her name meaning bitter?
所以马大也就是跟她的名字一样。
It looks like it. It looks like it.
有苦毒抱怨。
And Jesus is concerned that this woman is getting bitter and angry even at him and that she's going to be very difficult to be loving.
所以耶稣也是担心马大的态度，她变得又有抱怨有焦虑。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you enjoy Chinese New Year's?
有多少人喜欢中国新年？
I love that phrase, 新年快乐。I like that phrase. Yeah. Okay. How many of you really had enough to eat?
大家这个过年是不是吃了很多东西？
I love the phrase, 太多了。Very good, very, very good. Yeah.
吃了很多很多。
Let me ask you, how many of you had to prepare the food?
有多少人在家真的是准备了食物？
How many of you had to vacuum and clean the windows or clean the get ready? How many of you had to do the cleaning before the guests came?
有多少人在收拾家里，把家里收拾得干净整齐，接待客人？
Were any of you feeling a little angry or bitter because you're doing all this work? And are people going to appreciate this, or they're just going to come eat and go home?
你们当中有没有累的有些抱怨？
When we were in mainland China.My students would come over to talk with us, and they were getting ready for Chinese New Year's. Okay?
我在中国的时候，有一些学生来，在过新年之前来。
And here comes the wise old man, and he doesn't understand the culture or the. So I said, "Oh, are you going to have a wonderful time at Chinese New Year's?"
我们不知道当地的风俗习惯，我们就问这些学生说，你们是不是很喜欢这过年？
I was. Some of my students said.Oh, I really don't like this time of the year.
我的有些学生说，我其实不喜欢这个过年。
Yes, I said, "Why?" And they said, "Why?"
我就问他们为什么。
I gotta clean the windows. I gotta clean this. I gotta get this ready. I gotta buy. And some of them really, they told me they really like to not go to the. They really rather skip this because for them, they were the Marthas, and they had to get the stuff ready.
因为有的人说他要擦窗户做很多事情，所以他们宁愿不过年不做这些事情。
What's the point? Have you ever eaten food prepared by a Martha who was angry at life or you? And you know, it's very polite, but what they really like to do is go whap with your food at you. Whap, here.
大家想一下，如果马大有这样的态度来给你送食物来吃，这还有什么意义呢？
Maybe it's better that we let you take your own food because I'm really tired from preparing all of this. And so don't let me serve you, or I'm going to miss the, and maybe put the food on your tie or something, or food. No, but Martha's are struggling.
所以还不如说，让你们自己去取食物，免得我的态度问题把你们身上弄脏。
Jesus loves Martha, but he sure wishes she'd stop, and come and sit down and rest and don't get bitter. That's what he really wants for her.
所以, 耶稣其实是爱马大, 希望马大能停下来到他的面前。
And so we get this wonderful picture. And Jesus, just if you know your Bible, Jesus, he didn't scold Martha. He just said, your sister has chosen. She's made a better decision.
我们在读圣经的时候, 耶稣没有去责备马大, 他只是在, 表扬, 赞扬这个玛利亚。
And I'm not going to take that away from her, even though you'd like me to send her, scold you, scold her, and get her in the kitchen. I'm not going to do that.
尽管, 马大让耶稣说让玛利亚过来, 但是耶稣说, 他做的是最好的。
Later, when their brother, Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus died, they both said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died.
但是后来我们看到，当马大和玛利亚的有个兄弟叫拿撒勒，他死去的时候，这两个姐妹跟耶稣说，你要是早来，他就不会死去。
But Mary was very soft and loving when she said that.
我们可以看到玛利亚说这个话的时候，她是非常的柔和温柔。Martha
was really bitter. She said, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died. Basically, it's your fault. Why were you so slow? That's what she was saying.
玛利亚的口气可能是有苦读，说你要是早来了，他就不会去死。And
Jesus turned to Martha, not Mary, and he said to her, didn't I say, this is at the tomb, before he raises Lazarus, didn't I say that if you believe me, you'd see the glory of God?
所以，在福音里记载，耶稣对马大说：“你没有听过我说吗？只要你相信，你就可以见到神的荣耀。”And
then he says, "I am the resurrection and life." He's not finished with Martha. He still loves Martha. She needs more time with him.
所以耶稣并没有放弃马大，他一直在马大身上动工。Mary's
good. She'll always come to be with him. Martha needs to be encouraged to come.
因为玛利亚一直是与耶稣同在，但是马大需要再多一点时间学习功课。And
so, look, brothers and sisters, if you look at the application, I'll just take you there and you can look at that. This is Proverbs 4:20-23. These are the attitudes that we want to ask the Lord to cultivate so we can receive what Jesus has for us.
我们今天来看应用，应用就是在箴言第四章20到23节里边。
Would the Chinese who prefer to read, would you read that proverb, those proverbs out loud, please, as we close?
我们用中文先一起读。我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。 都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的，就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。I
believe Jesus would say to us today, whether it's in English or Chinese or Olelo or Ivy or any other language, he'd say to us, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of my words. Let my words penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. My children, guard your heart above all else, for your heart condition will determine the course of your life.
就像这个证言你说的, 我相信主耶稣，他是用不管用什么语言，他就发出向我们发出这样的邀请。
So, brothers and sisters, I ask you in love, do you want to become Mary? Do you want to become like Mary?
所以，我来问弟兄姐妹们，我们是要成为玛利亚吗？
Or if we're already a Martha,
Do we want to remain a Martha in a Martha's world of struggling and unnecessary preparation? Do we want to continue to live in that world?
或者如果我们已经是马大，我们还是要停留在马大世界里的马大，每天在忙乱，在焦虑吗？
We know that Jesus wants us to be like Mary.
我们知道主耶稣是要我们成为玛利亚。
He wants us to make decisions like Mary.
他要我们像玛利亚一样做出智慧的选择。
Like Mary, he wants us to take the time that is necessary to stop the struggling and come and sit with him.
要我们像玛利亚一样能够停下来，能够来到主耶稣的面前。
And when we hear his voice, when he speaks to us when we're quiet,
我们只有在安静的时候才能听到主耶稣的声音。
We will have the Lord's direction for our life.
我们才能知道主耶稣给我们生命的方向。
We will be settled and peaceful because Jesus can give us that peace.
我们心里才有平安，因为这个平安是从耶稣那里来的。
We will be less distracted with things that really aren't that important.
我们生命当中就不会有这样的忙乱和焦虑，因为这些东西都不是必要的。
And Jesus said, "What will it profit you if you gain the whole world and all that stuff? What will it profit you if you gain that and you lose your soul?"
主耶稣也说，你们如果得了全世界，却丧失掉自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
So Father, help us to be like Mary, choosing to sit with you regularly so you can give us your words of life.
所以让我们都能够成为玛利亚，能够安静地坐在主耶稣的面前，能从他那里得到生命的话语。
谢谢你。
Thank you.
If any of you need to borrow this, let me know.